I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about saving 80,000 gold in another world for my retirement, as recommended by Old Man Jeb, who does need retirement. Now, before we dive into it, we had a nice, wonderful discussion, reunion, just having a great time in the pre-show. If you want to hear a part of that wider conversation, you could go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will gain you access to that bonus content. Or if you want to hang out with us, join us live or anything like that, you can also go to twitch.tv/featuredanimepodcast. Hang out with us in there, join us live, and you know, just have a great time with us. You know, it's a great community, and we love hanging out with you guys. And if you want to help us grow through other means, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com, buy yourself some swanky swag, or better yet, you can get yourself some nice, wonderful, delicious, tasty treats from Tokyo Treat. We do have an affiliate link for you in the show notes there for you, and it does help us grow, help support us, and you get some wonderful, honestly, really great treats when you do click on that link and use coupon code FEATUREDANIME to save yourself $5 off that first box. And now onto the meat and brotatoes. Saving 80,000 gold in another world for my retirement came out in January 2023, ran through March 2023. It's 12 episodes long. Producers for it are Kanansha and ABC Animation. Studio for it is Felix Film. It's based off of a light novel. The genres are fantasy, isekai, and sprinkled in with a little bit of action in there and adventure. And yes. So basically, Mitsuha starts off with Mitsuha falling off the end, off of a cliff, or being kicked off of a cliff or something like that, after failing to enter the university of her choice. And as she's plummeting down, she grips her hand and accidentally steals part of the power from a superior being or whatever it is that allows her to transport to another world. As a result, she is able to transport in between this foreign world and her own, where she's also able to bring products, people, life forms, everything like that in between the two worlds, flip flop in between them. And so she decides she wants to use this new world as her cash cow. Everything that she buys in her old world, she brings over to this new world, which is technologically advanced, far superior in very many aspects of it. And it allows her to create a shop along with her wittiness and charisma and the ability to effectively manipulate other people at the exact same time. She moves on with her life. Now, it's a cute show. Very nice. It's adorable. She does comment on her being an adult and trying to fight and argue with people a little bit, to where she basically kind of gives up or whatever and rolls her eyes. But I do have like kind of one. I just have like one bugaboo, one thing,
and that might be
one thing that bugged me like almost from the minute I started seeing it. Is this is a like it's an old world feudal era, everything like that. It's no electricity or anything like that. So and from what I can tell, there is no magic. Okay. All right. How the hell is she able to power the electrical things that need electricity to run?
They're battery powered. They're charged.
Okay.
Why not? I think there's I think there's magic because they called her a witch.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, like they weren't saying it like it's a positive thing.
No, they weren't. They were saying it like they. I wouldn't say it was a sacred thing, but it was one of those things. They're like, oh God, it's a witch.
Yeah, she's a witch. It's a bad thing. Like it's a bad thing. All right. Anyways. All right. So you have our main character. You have Mitsuha. She's there. She's going through life. You have Colette, which apparently has superhuman strength. She remembers a lot of her brother and all the things that he says and talks about and uses his sage wisdom, I guess you could say.
Let's go with that.
That's the best I got, man. You got something better than that?
Weeaboo. He was a weeaboo. That's the best way I can describe it. He was a, for lack of a better way to put it, a shut-in who didn't communicate with anybody outside of his family. And I specialized, I guess, conveniently, in isekai knowledge.
I mean, like, he specialized in a lot of other stuff, too. So, I mean, like, it's not just isekai. He specialized in warfare and in politics. He specialized in all kinds of random stuff. He was
anything that involved you going to another world and living there.
He specialized in God. What was it? Who is it?
He was not an expert marksman, but he had all the stuff to do it.
Right? No, God. What's that? How Realist rebuilt the kingdom, at least for the books.
Oh.
I mean, like, the dude is, like, specialized in political warfare, pulling people out, being able to do all this other random stuff. It's like, bro, like, the level of knowledge you have to have. And I mean, like, and the fact that she is remembering him talking about that just means that she is privy to and remembers all of that, too. So she, in effect, actually has the sage wisdom, and she just has her brother on her shoulder telling her all this information. So Mitsuha is the one that has the sage wisdom. And then on top of that, what's weird is, like, when she goes to the world, she gets pulled aside by this, the cat or whatever it is, the deity or whatever. And she's like, I would love to know this. I would love for you to give me more power, so that way I can do this. She's like, all right, yeah, cool. I'll totally do that. When I'm ready to come take my power from you again, I'll just come back and do it whenever I feel like, and just gives an arbitrary timeline too.
Yeah. Gives a timeline she can't quite understand. She goes, I don't know if it's long or not. Oh no. And that sets the basis of the whole show of she's trying to prepare for both sides of this. If they come back and she's in one world, she wants to be able to be okay financially speaking, which is a rather mundane goal, if I'm being honest.
Well, it's not even that she's trying to prepare for one side or the other, because I feel like when he comes back, he'll be like, all right, I'm going to take your power. I'm going to take it now. And she's going to be like, hold up. I want to set up in the area I want. Right. The
you basis, assume, but maybe he's not.
Right. Well, the basis of what I understood is she's going to bring materials back from her world to the world she's in, to the new world she's in.
Mm-hmm.
And her figuring out if she can save up money for her retirement, doesn't matter which world she's in. She needs 80,000 gold one way or the other. It doesn't matter if it's in one way, one side or the other.
Yes.
Because if she's on the other side, she found out she can trade the gold that she's getting for hard cash still, because it's gold. It's like,
I believe the exact currency exchange they were offering, one coin equaled $220. And she wanted to save up 1 billion yen or 2 billion yen or something like that.
So they said $200, but you also have to keep in mind that that was a completely different area than where Japan was. Right. So,
oh yeah.
So it's like, it's not like she was in Japan and she found these mercenaries and they're like, oh, it'd be like blah, 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 blah. And the reason why they say $200 is because it'd be $200 for their currency. And from the, what I could gather from their, how they carry themselves, the look of the area and everything like that, it's supposed to be Americans, especially with them talking about Harvard professors. This Harvard professor would love to know where you got that jackalope from.
Yeah. See, I figured I was a good 80% sure. Yeah, she flew out and she did her thing, but she kept going home. But again, when you have that kind of power, you don't need to get a plane ticket. You could just show up on your bed. Like, no problem. You can get a picture of anywhere you want to go. And so long as it's like a, didn't she do like a Google Live View or whatever it was? And she kept popping up in a trash can.
Well, she did a picture, or not a picture, but she did a visualization of where she wanted to go. That's why she pulled up Google. She didn't want to appear inside the compound. She wanted to appear just outside of the compound, far enough away so that way people wouldn't freak out. And then when she got inside the compound, she saw an area where she could mentally visualize it, and that's where she would appear going forward for the compound. Yes. So that's the whole thing, right? It's like a what is it? Leap. Whatever.
There was a movie.
Yeah. You know the one. Yeah, we know. It's got Samuel Jackson in it, I believe. It's got what's his face? Anakin Vader.
Yep.
So I mean, we know what we're talking about. We know, right?
Yeah.
As long as you can visualize it, you could go there. I mean, like,
yeah, you can leap to these places. Yeah.
The difference in between him and Mitsuha is she literally, without any issues, can just like, you don't even, she don't even have to be touching people. She could just be like proximity, look at him and jump.
Mm-hmm. And it was stated she could bring buildings and whatnot.
Yes.
And like, she just has to be like, I want to take these things too. Yes. And it's not a bubble she's taking. She's taking these individual specific things that end up being quite cool in my mind.
Yeah. And so, but right, that's the basis of it. So she's able to go there. She trades the currency. She buys material. It's not even that she needs to trade the currency too, because they do reference that she does have a rather large inheritance.
Yes. A substantial, it's not enough to live on forever. It's enough to live on, I think they said, for 2 or 3 years before it goes empty.
Well, what they said was pay for university and then and live for like 2 or 3 years.
Yes,
but she's not going to university, so I mean, like, I'm pretty sure she'll live on it a lot longer, right?
Yeah,
I mean, and then the fact that she has this like supplemental income at the exact same time too, on top of it now, like she's going to do well for herself. She'll do that. I mean, why she went to the bank? Why she went to the bank and just took all the cash out?
Like, you can do that. And they're like, well, why do you need all this money? Like, well, the things that I want to do, they don't take check. They only take cash, and I need it today. Oh yeah, that's not setting up any red flags or nothing. That's not setting up any FBI most wanted list. Follow that person.
I mean, like, honestly, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. It's the issue that I have with it is whether or not the bank has enough cash on hand for it.
True. True.
They are not likely to have that amount of cash on hand for it.
You know, I just thought of something. I don't know if it ruins everything that we were just talking about or not, but if she had the ability to pop in or out of anywhere she wants, like leap, why couldn't she just get a tour of a bank and see like where all the money's stashed, or find where the money's at and just bloop, bloop, and take everything she wants?
Because her whole thing is she doesn't want to lead a life of crime. She wants to live a life true and honest.
Did she say that anywhere?
I don't know. From her actions, I can only assume.
From her actions, I don't know if she thought that far like that way, because she has no problem leading people and telling people what to do and spending copious amounts of money and throwing gold around like nothing. But like,
well, she takes her business very seriously.
Stealing was an option.
If crime wasn't an option, well, she does take into consideration of being like whatever. And she did, like, when she approached the greats, she's like, oh yeah, it's unrealistic for me to do this. You got to make your own chance and everything like that. So she could have easily just like stowed away on there, gone into the Count's manor, past the guards or whatever it is, and appeared or this and that and everything like that. She's just trying to not get caught up with people like figuring out that she's from another world until she's like, finally, it's like, you know what? I don't care anymore. I'm going to save the people. I love this country.
I'm cool.
Right. And that's the thing, right? That's where she finally lets people in. And she even says, like, I'm going to be super careful about bringing people on board or bringing the technology in here because I don't want to upset the balance and everything like that. She does talk about that. She does state that. And she does
take well a very
considerate moment and move forward with things. Like, she could easily have, like, gone through and just, like, massacred a whole town by herself without any issues.
Oh, easily. Easily. And in... when she goes to America, again, we assume it's America. When she goes to these places, it's known that they teach her how to use all manner of weapons, from firearms to pepper spray to tasers to bolt action arrows.
To keep in mind, she did specify all of that. She specified the weapons and everything and the tactics she wanted to be in. So it's not like she went there. And I do feel like it's a very important clarification. She went there, contracted them and paid them for these very specific things. It's not like she showed up and said, yo dudes, I want to learn to be a lethal weapon. And they teach her, they didn't teach her how to use rifles or anything like that. Cause she doesn't use any, she just has handguns and she has a machine pistol and a crossbow. And she knows some self-defense, I'm assuming beyond that, but
I thought they taught her karate or something like that, but yeah. So I don't know about you, but if I got a gun if I have a gun and I have a crossbow and I have other methods, taser is not my first go-to, but she also, and I thought this was kind of cool. I got a lot of gripe with this anime, but what I thought was kind of cool was the one-liners that she would do. The one-liners, the nicknames she gave herself, such as the Arbiter of Lightning,
Messenger of Lightning.
Yes. Messenger of Lightning. She calls herself the Messenger of Lightning and then tases somebody. and then the rumors that spread. She goes, it was just a throwaway name. It was kind of cool. I'm over it. And then she's just known as that in perpetuity. And she's the rumors. Oh, she can spread lightning through her hand. And you better listen to her. And
she'll destroy one of the stuff.
Most frustrating things for me about this whole anime was the fact that everyone in power seemed perfectly okay to have her around. With no issue, with no background, realizing that she has the ability to electrocute people, apparently, and they're just like, oh yeah, cool, you can be my adopted daughter.
Well, it's not that they just like willy-nilly, they do try to investigate her, they do have some kind of like apprehension to it, and they do I wish we knew a little bit more and everything like that, but I mean, like when you're dealing with corrupt, the least corrupt or the more innocent of them will be like a godsend, basically. And that's what she ended up being.
Yeah, no, she ended up being pure and honest and good and the best thing that ever happened to him. But it just it doesn't make sense when you're a noble and your whole life is. From my understanding of the show, not a struggle, but an effort to raise your status.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me why you would appreciate, why you'd be like, hey, I don't know you. You seem fairly powerful. You have unknown origins that are untraceable. You're able to get goods into unseen, unknown about premium goods from some mythical place into my city without my knowledge, without paying a tariff, without going through the proper channels. Sure, let me let you in my home.
Yeah, obviously. Duh. Like, I don't see an issue with that. I don't see an issue with that. Anything at all, what you said. Mysterious background, check. Able to do some extra special stuff, check. Totally suspicious in multiple ways, checked. openly admitted to lying to get in here or to get past guards or whatever to be able to get a face-to-face meeting, check. All my check boxes are checked. You seem 100% trustworthy to me.
I mean, I don't know why you'd have any red flags, or I don't know why you wouldn't have any security around you at all times. For in the off chance that some rando might come in and try to assassinate you, or maybe this little unassuming girl who's got technology that you couldn't fathom that comes with smelling salts and better smell and better hygiene and aerosol cans, I assume. And, you know, like, you might be like, oh, she's a witch. Why? Because she made the public restroom smell way better. Like, yeah, she's a good witch, sure, but a witch is a witch.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of here. There's a lot of things on here that kind of like they jive well. They're really cool. They're really blah 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 blah. They're really good. Blah, 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 blah. There's a lot of things in this that are not so good. I mean, like it's kind of it kind of really plays to a fantasy, but it doesn't really play to the fantasy that well. I feel like it kind of shortchanges itself in a lot of aspects.
Oh, big time.
The story and character development, I feel like is a little rushed and a little short-sighted for it too.
It was only 12 episodes, so I can understand that. But at the same time, it's really not a valid excuse because I've seen 12 episode long shows do a much better job.
Exactly. So, all right. So, honestly, I don't have too much more. I can say.
Oh, this. I do.
There's, I mean, like the ending is some kind of special, right? The ending honestly is some kind of special. And
I get what you're saying. I mean, we don't want to give too much away on the show. We do encourage you to watch it, I think, but
yes, it is walking a cute into it. Show. It is a cute show. It's an easy watch.
Yeah, very easy.
It is something you don't have to get really.
You don't have to give up too much mental effort.
Exactly.
It flows.
It's a veg show. You can sit there and veg out on it. It's like go ahead.
Here's my issues. I was talking about we've talked about all the good things, all the nice things. To be honest, when you hear my gripes, those were the nice ones. What we've talked about, we're above board in a favorable light.
Okay.
The frustrating thing for me is this anime has our main character as the biggest Mary Sue you could possibly imagine. Because everything... Now, granted, they turned her brother, I think, into a Mary Sue, where he knew everything, he could say everything, he could tell everything.
Yeah, we already talked about that. He was
the reason... No, I know, but here's the thing. It was too convenient. The anime, I feel like, tried to be like, oh, she learned this from him. She's talking to him. He's giving her... It's not just coming out of nowhere, when it really was, because it's just coming out of her being like, hey, my brother did that once. So, it...
I don't understand why you didn't...
We talked about him being, like, an influential thing.
I also said that it's her that basically already knows everything, and that he basically interpreted as like the angel on the shoulder or whatever it is. And channeling it through him, but she absorbed or knew everything because of
it. I guess I felt like you were rather light on that topic because when you were saying it, it didn't seem like it was such a prevalent point. It really is. Every instance that she comes up with, boom. Knows what to do, knows how to handle it the best way possible, and like
which is also why I referenced how a realist rebuilt the kingdom, because I said the guy or her was like that, like they had knowledge for just about everything. There was nothing that they didn't know. They knew it all. I know the differences in between the two of them. So, like I know that in How a Realist Rebuilt the Kingdom, the main character, he seeks out people with great talent and everything like that. Whereas she knows or has the talent. She is
the great talent.
Yes. So
I didn't watch the show, so I didn't understand the reference, but it makes more sense now. But it was just everything seemed to just have an answer for her. And it was the simplest answer, not the one she had to work for. She didn't have to be like, what should I do here? It was volunteered, I guess, is what my biggest issue with it was, as far as her just having a blah, 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 you know? And granted, it's not real. I know that they weren't going for a realism thing. I understand that too. It's just to belay your common knowledge to know that such a threat, a military threat, was in your presence and no one cared. That goes beyond my interpretation of what I could accept for an anime like this.
So, I mean, like, biggest gripe is that you have a Mary Sue archetype thing, right? Like, is the biggest thing that I'm getting from
Mary Sue's I can handle, but she was egregious with it.
Okay.
I feel like you're about to come up with like an example of a show I like where it's the exact same thing.
In another world with my smartphone, main character is a Marty Sue. Marty Stew. Marty Stew? Marty Stew.
You're right? Not wrong.
Okay,
but it was so stupid. I
heard nothing from you. Like, it's like, oh, that guy is totally a Marty Stew. He's like this and that. Blah 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 blah.
Because he had his phone to check up on him. He had a reason for knowing that wasn't that was God gave it to him. Here,
Hang on. He was unrealistically perfect. Given every opportunity to be able to do whatever it is, have inexplicable power, charisma.
Specifically granted.
Okay.
Yeah, everything about him was upgraded to the umpteenth tier by God.
So he was a Marty Stew, which is
equivalent. It was explained.
So was Mary Sue. They gave you a very simple explanation with the exact same thing that our Marty boy, homeboy in another world with my smartphone, dude accidentally died. And he's like, hey, bro, I'm sorry you accidentally died. Let me give you my speed dial number and I'll give you all this other stuff and make sure you never have any problems ever with your life. It's totally cool, bro. I got you.
See, but we started with that. In there,
we started that was with
specifically.
This. It was
no, here. They're like, "Oh, I've got these experiences from my brother," and so, and I was just like,
"But then he uses his cell phone, so you could say his cell phone is the version of her brother."
I mean,
because it's not him.
See, it's okay, not him. Yes, you are correct. You are correct in this thing, but in doing so, you proved my point that there is a good show with a Mary Sue or Marty Stew.
Oh no, I didn't prove your point. I just pointed out a really poor show that I remember disliking.
I remember liking that one a lot. I know
you did.
I was hoping there was more series. Can't.
My point is right. My point is you cannot use the Mary Sue portion of it against it unless you're going to be consistent with it against all facets.
Well, no, because I feel like they did a poor job of it here.
But they did Mary a poor Sue job of it.
Could be implemented.
They properly. Do a poor job of it 99% of the time. You are never that critical on it. You can't. You cannot. You cannot hold it against it on this one. You cannot.
I'll just say that it was more than I was okay with typically in a show. So that's what I'll say with that. It was more than I was typically okay with in a show because I wasn't, I wasn't looking for perfection, mm-hmm. but at the same time, like I would have preferred she worked for something a little.
A majority of our isekais are like that. A majority of the isekais are like that. They're like given everything on it. A majority. I didn't say all.
You're right. Yeah, you did not say all. Yeah, because I was going to say I could fire off at least three right now that didn't have Jack to begin with.
Right. But that's why I said a majority of them out there. They're like, you're reincarnated. Oh, totally going to give you a banger start. I'm sorry that truck came in and totally wrecked you. I'm sorry that you sneezed and died. Let me give you a one leg up on this next life.
I love it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reference to By the Grace of God's anime right there, in case you didn't catch that.
I've seen one or two episodes of it.
I certainly hope so.
Oh goodness. But yeah, like overall, I'd say it was an okay. It was an okay anime. I'm sure we'll talk more about it in the post, the spoiler version of it. But yeah, if you can get past the everything seems to happen because it does, then it's a lighthearted, decent show that it's a nice palate cleanser if you've gotten tired of watching your preferred genre. This is a fantastic palate cleanser, assuming your preferred genre isn't isekai OP stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Well, heavy OP. Yeah, heavy isekai OPs. So, anyway. I think that's all the stuff that I could say currently. I think I'm ready for a score. What about you?
I'm right there with you. So, on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
I would give this a 5. Very middling. It wasn't outstanding in really any regard. There was a few things I really liked about it, but they were taken aback by my dislikes of my gripes, essentially. I wish I could go into more detail on that, but I will go into more detail about it. But as far as I got right now, I would say a 5. I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to recommend it, but it's there, you know. I'm going to assume you're going to give it like a 3 or a 4 or something like that.
I'm going to give it a four. Okay. The reason why I'm giving it a 4 is partially because of the ending.
Yes. Okay. Nope. I'm changing mine. 4.
Okay. So, but it is a cute show. It closes it yet leaves it completely open, which I really, really hate. The ending was the biggest detractor for me on it. It's one of those shows where you just kind of like, it's there. It's an enjoyable little watch, kind of just cruising through the type of day. However, it is not an anime that I would recommend to someone who is getting introduced to the genre. That's for sure. This is definitely not a show that I would loop in with that. All right. Next week's choice.
Yes.
We're going to be watching Wolf's Rain. Which is another recommendation by Bolt or Rome, as they would like to be referred to. They said it's the plot is good, the opinion in their opinion, and the characters are character development is also really, really good. And in case you were wondering why we needed to watch this one, it is an interesting and cute story, which I do agree with, and it is based on some light novels. So. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. I hope you feel like we got something right, something wrong. Please let us know if we did it too much justice or not enough justice or anything like that. And all the contact information is available in our show notes. You can also reach out to us on our Discord. And if you want to help us grow, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will gain you access to some bonus content, and it will help us grow. If you want to help support us through other means by buying some swanky swag, go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. Or if you want to help support us through other means, you can do some Tokyo Treats stuff. And if you go to Tokyo Treats with our affiliate link and you use coupon code featured anime, you get yourself $5 off that very first box, and you get some wonderfully tasty, delicious, wonderful treats. Trust me, they are worth it. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.